The next method, we defined the signature of the method that allows to recover a file from a subset of pieces. You can see that all those methods does not contain any code, because we want to implement this grid FTP, this IDA service in C. But anyway, we have to create a stubs file from the IDA v2 service. We create a jar, but we thought that it's not necessary to create it. Most important is to create the stubs, because in the stubs, in the place where you create the stubs, you create the WSDL files that you need to generate the source code in C.